episode 517 of Fly Away. Over the past few years, we've been reminded time and again how much the world relies on travel. From supporting local economies to learning about new cultures, the experience that travel provides helps to make our world smaller and bring us closer together. Here at Outlander Travel, we've been proud to be a small part of the Bringing That to You through our weekly podcast. My name is Donna, and this week I'm joined by fellow Outlander Travel agents, Sandy and Anna. The Celebrity Beyond is the third Edge-class ship in the fleet. This beautiful ship is currently sailing year-round out of Fort Lauderdale. And Sandy recently attended a seminar at sea on the Beyond, and she's here to tell us all about it. So let's get started. So I've been on this ship too, so yeah. I think it's a lovely ship.
It's gorgeous. It was, yes. Everywhere I looked, I was like, this ship is so beautiful.
Yes.
It was awesome.
Yes. So tell the audience what a seminar at sea is, because they may not understand the lingo.
It's basically, it's a work trip. You have classroom time on your days at sea. So don't do air quotes, Anna.
That's what my husband calls those, work trip with his air quotes.
I mean, there's a lot of fun involved, but yes, you have to do the training. You have to, you have to go to the classroom time. We did get to visit the retreat. So there's, you know, they want you to really experience it like a client would, because they want you to be able to explain that to your clients, what it is really like. So, it's just one of the tough things we got to do.
I know. Super tough. Super tough.
So how long was this? Because most seminars at sea are not usually full 7 days.
It was six nights.
Six nights. Okay. Yeah. Very good. Very good. So tell us about the experience.
So, to begin with, I was a huge fangirl of the captain of this ship. Captain Kate is one of five female, captains of a huge cruise ship. So there's not a lot of them. And she is a huge ambassador, and she does a lot of social media. So she's got Instagram and she's got TikToks, and she talks a lot about what life on the ship is like, or, you know, this is my favorite port. This is how we decide if weather's going to keep us from going to the port, you know, just all kinds of really cool behind the scenes type stuff. And she's extremely visible on board, and the guests love her. She's awesome, but she's also a good, she's kind of like a mentor trying to lift up other women too and show them that they can do this. And so I believe she said there's like, their bridge has like 30% women, you know, and Celebrity is very forward with this too, which is awesome. So it's very cool. So we got to see her, and she also has a hairless cat named Bug. And Bug is kind of like a rock star on board. People bring Bug gifts, and they do a trivia with Bug, and whoever wins the trivia gets to cuddle Bug. And I know, it's so cute. I mean, it was so freaking cute. I mean, she pushes it around on a stroller, and it's just adorable. It was like such a highlight for her to come and talk to our class and bring Bug and hold her up so everyone could see. I mean, yeah, that to me was, and Bug has her own Instagram as well.
So oh, of course her. She does. Yeah. Of course she does.
Yeah. She said she has like 170 outfits because she, you know, has to wear clothes because she's naked.
Yeah. Because she gets cold.
Yes.
So, and this is totally, not totally off topic, but side note. There was a TikTok that I had seen that showed Captain Kate talking about this like collar that they had gotten for Bug. They had the system made throughout the ship where the collar would open little cat doors so that Bug could go wherever she wanted. And that, you know, they would always know where she was by the GPS on the collar. And she, you know, said that she like paid for that while the ship was being built. And I always thought that was really cool. And then I found out that it was an April Fool's joke.
Oh.
It wasn't true. Yeah, I know. She said all those little doors are like where the fire hoses come out. So just like this big elaborate hoax.
That's funny.
Yeah, I know. It was funny. It was really funny. But yeah, so the two things that really stand out to me about the ship are how beautiful it is and how like forward the captain is, just being out there and people seeing her and she participates in things. And I've never really seen that with another captain. So it was cool.
I was going to say that that's very rare because I've never seen the captain that be that present.
Yeah, I mean, like show up on the screen during the, you know, tour director little morning meeting, but
Yeah, like maybe
just being out and about on the ship is just not, that's just not something they do. So I thought that is pretty cool. I like that she does that.
Maybe a Q&A on stage or something. Yeah, she. Right. Okay, so here's a couple other things. Since I'm going full in on the fangirl thing, in the martini bar in the like center of the ship, it's like the Grand Plaza area. The bartenders are amazing. You guys probably remember last year when we were on Celebrity that the bartenders in the martini bar just had the party going and they're
they were so much fun.
Yeah. So it's like that, you know, like they're making, tossing the bottles around and putting the drinks on their head and walking around and stuff. So when they do the chandelier show, some of the female officers and Captain Kate come up and they get on the bar. And, you know, have you ever seen whenever the bartenders will take like several mixing, those mixing silver things and they'll
do the
stack them?
Like the, yeah, they did that last year when we were on Celebrity. I saw them do that.
Yeah, so they'll stack several up and then they'll pour into a bunch of different glasses while they're doing it. It's really cool. Yeah. And, well, the female officers do it. And so I know. It's just really fun and cool and just something different. And I'm not sure what it's like when she's not on, you know, like she's, the contract is 3 months on, 3 months off. So I don't really want this to turn into a Captain Kate podcast. She's just so cool. I just loved it. Yeah. Okay, so let's talk about the ship.
Yes.
So we weren't staying in the retreat, but we did get to tour the retreat, and that was cool. That's their all suite area, and they have butlers, and if you want it, your whole cruise to be inclusive, this is what you do, because you get the premium drinks, you get the premium Wi-Fi, you get exclusive areas of the ship, and you get an exclusive restaurant. So people really, really like that. Yeah. I was talking to a woman when we were on Grand Cayman, and she was staying in the retreat, and she was just loved it. She couldn't say enough good things about it. And she had been on other like premium cruise lines that are kind of smaller ship. And she said she'd take the retreat over that. So
yeah,
it was kind of interesting. Yeah. That's cool.
Were you just in a standard balcony cabin?
I was in an infinite veranda.
Oh, sweet. Which, nice. Yeah.
So, it's basically you have an area of your cabin that would be the balcony, but it's inside the room, and then there's your window comes down to create a balcony.
I have stayed in a cabin like that before, and I really like that. What I like about that space is it does offer, it makes the cabin feel bigger.
Yeah.
I feel like you know, it makes it feel bigger because it makes it feel more like it's part of the room.
Right.
And you can even enjoy that, you know, even if it's not a great day, if it's raining or, you know, whatever, you still have that nice space where you can relax and enjoy.
And see, I like it for the opposite reason. When the weather's really nice and it's like super hot and humid and everything, I can enjoy it and be nice and cool in the air conditioning.
Yes, absolutely. I think those are a brilliant idea, those types of cabins.
Yeah, apparently people either love them or hate them, but most of the balconies are infinite veranda like that. There are some traditional balconies, but way more of this type. And we were on deck 6. So honestly, I think our cabin, I didn't look at the description before we went, but I think we would have been considered a obstructed view because the lifeboats were to the sides where we were. There was like you could tell we were, it's almost like you could have walked out on this thing, but of course you're not going to do that. But I did have a dream that there was like stuff out there and there was a puppy. And I was like, oh my God, I have to climb out there and save this puppy. Cause it was making me nervous.
Of course you did.
But yeah, so our view wasn't obstructed in the fact that there was anything in front of us, but below us, we couldn't see the water. It was, you had to look out and down to see the water. So,
right.
But yeah, if you were up one floor, you wouldn't have had that issue. So, mm-hmm. So it was great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's cool. So tell us about where did you eat?
So there's a lot of specialty dining on this ship, and I wish I had done more. So they have four main dining rooms, and if you choose, I can't remember what they call it, but basically there's a flexible dining option where you can just go to whichever ones. Or you can get assigned to a dining room, but you're not stuck in that dining room. And so there's the four main dining rooms are, there's an Italian one, there's a French one, there's, I can't remember what all the themes are, but basically they have one part of the menu that all of them have, and it's standard, and every night it's on there. It's like salmon, chicken, you know, like the standard mm-hmm. stuff. And then there's a part that changes based just on that restaurant every night. And then there's a part that each restaurant has like their specialty, and that doesn't change. So, so there's some good options there, you know, and you could definitely just do the included dining, but I'm a big fan of the, the specialty dining. We only got to do two. We did, Le Petit Chef, which I had done last year, but it was so cute that I didn't mind doing it again. It's a projection show on your table, and whenever like the chef completes a dish, the servers are there and they put the dish down, and it's what the chef was just creating. So it's super cute. It's not really like the food is kind of, not what kids, like you would think it, kids would love the show, but it's not really kid food, you know? No, so, it really isn't. Yeah. And then we also ate in Eden, which is a restaurant on the aft of the ship. And it's a really cool space. And they do, there's a bar back there, and they do entertainment back there that is too late for me to stay up for. But the food and the drinks were amazing. Yeah, that one was really cool. And I wish that I had been able to stay awake to to do the show. And then there was also, there's several other restaurants that we didn't get to do. There's a rooftop bar and grill that is a specialty dining, which is interesting because it's outside, and in the Caribbean, I don't really want to eat outside, you know? So we walked past that one, but we didn't go in. There's a steakhouse. There's a, I can't remember the name of the other specialty, but it has like a Michelin star chef. So it's, it's supposed to be really good. Yeah.
Sounds good to me.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Sounds good. Yeah.
So, did you go see anything? Any kind of entertainment?
Yes. I am big on the theater shows because they do those early enough.
So yes.
We did that. I did. So, yeah, the entertainment was really good. The first night there was a magician. I did not go see the magician. The second night was like singing and dancing. That was, you know, really good. And the talent was really good. And the music was really good. The third night was a comedian. He did a family-friendly show, although I will say I maybe saw 20 kids on the ship. There was not a lot of children on this ship. And the next night he did a adult-only show, but his show was later, so I didn't.
Sandy was already in bed.
Yep.
Wasn't just me, though. Catherine was with me, and we were like of a like mind.
You know, the older I get, the more I appreciate just going to bed.
I mean, yeah.
I can't hang like that anymore.
They had, there was like a Broadway show. They did a lot of Broadway songs. And then there was another show that was really cool that had, their stage is just very high tech. And there's screens behind it that had, you know, just changing. It was like art and I don't know. It's hard to describe, but definitely see the theater shows. They were awesome. The talent was great. The Broadway one, I just knew they were going to do a Hamilton song because they did have a part of the stage that rotated around. And I was like, this is really cool. You know? So
that's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. And then they had a silent disco that was late at night.
I love silent disco.
I know, but they didn't start till like 10:30.
I know it is late. They need to do some stuff like that a little earlier.
You know, here's the thing, though. I was not the oldest person on the ship. I was not the youngest. I'm 52, and I would say I'm in this wheelhouse. You know, like, this is, you know, and older. There were people who definitely, God, there were some people that were really old, but, you know, mm-hmm. but those people were partying and they were staying up. So it's not that, yeah, I don't know. It's just me, you know, it's yeah. not that these people don't stay up for it. It's not like a sleepy little cruise ship. It's a partying cruise ship. There's a lot of people doing a lot of stuff. So, yeah, it was just different. There was an aerial show in Eden too. That was like 10:45 at night. So I didn't get to see that one either. Catherine and I kept saying we were going to stay up for these, like, especially the silent disco. And then we'd get done with the theater show and we're like, yeah, I mean, we're like one floor up to our room, you know, it's like we're right here. Yeah.
And if you go back, you never come back out.
Yeah.
But yes. Yeah. My husband and I had that
soul sucking bed, you know, just calling your name. So
you know what? We're just going to zip back to the cabin for just a quick minute, freshen up. Yeah. No. You sit on the edge of the bed and you're like,
Yeah.
And then you move in a little more and a little more. And then before you know it, you're completely laid down watching TV and you're like, nope, I'm done.
Yep. That's pretty much how it happened. Yeah.
So, tell us about the exercise activities.
So they do have a really big gym, and they have ride classes that are like a different Peloton-ish kind of brand, you know. The walking track and the running track is really cool. Donnie, you know, we just did a ship inspection when we were in New Orleans, and it was like, if you walk around this 11 times, you're a mile, you know? So,
yeah.
So one of the things they did that I think is such a cool thing to have this on a running track is, when you start, you go around and it basically covers two different decks. So one side you're going up and around, and then you're coming down and under, and that allows it to basically spread out over most of the ship, and you only have to go around it 5 times for it to be a mile, which is not bad. And I like that there's a little bit of an incline there, you know, because it's like, you know, it's just a little bit different. So, So that was really cool. And then they do have this thing where the officers play the guests in pool volleyball. And
how fun.
I know. I thought they were joking until went up there for the second time. Like, they did in the beginning of the cruise, and they did it again at the end of the cruise. And I walked up and saw them, and all the officers were in the pool in their clothes. Like, they're in their uniforms.
So, oh, my. I would have expected them to be in suits, bathing suits, but no.
They were in their uniforms. It was, like, that's one of the just kind of funky, cool things that Celebrity does that I just haven't seen any other cruise ships do. I mean, maybe they do, but I've never seen that.
Yeah. That is cool.
Yeah, it was really cool. It was really neat. And they also, I got to mention the aqua class, because if you're someone who likes to do spa treatments and thermal spa, the thermal spa is included in the aqua class suites, which is cool. And then
That's me.
Yeah. So I toured the thermal spa. It's not, there's not like a thermal pool, which is what I usually love the best, but they did have the heated loungers and the sauna, and they had a salt room, which is supposed to be really good for breathing and stuff. And then there was two different kinds of steam room. One was like a Turkish bath and one was like your regular steam room. Then there was a sauna, there was the rainforest shower, and it had a crystal room, which is interesting. So yeah, it's kind of cool. So if you're into that and you want to check that out, I mean, it's a good perk to have in those rooms. And I think that you also get some discounts on the spa treatments and stuff too. So yeah.
Very nice. I'm all about that.
Yeah, I know, right? Yeah.
So Sandy, cool. Is there anything else you'd like to add about the Beyond?
I will say, I think that Celebrity, what besides Virgin Voyages, I think Celebrity was the most LGBTQ friendly cruise ship I've been on. It was, okay. I mean, because I guess I would explain it, the difference, like Virgin is kind of party and you see like, you know, everybody, I don't know. This was more like, you know, like the woman I was talking about that had been in the retreat, she was there with her wife of 23 years doing a vow renewal. You know, they were just an older couple, you know, and, you know, she was talking about how, like, when they got married, they had to go to New York because it wasn't legal everywhere. And then we saw these older gentlemen dancing on the dance floor, you know, so it was just like this completely accepting atmosphere that I just really appreciated. I thought it was really cool.
That is cool.
Yeah. I really liked it. I mean, we did the smaller ship last year, and we were also doing a work trip that was a lot more classroom time mm-hmm. and a lot less like actually enjoying the ship. So it could be that, but I'm a big fan of this class of ship. I really liked it. I will say, if you are somebody who likes to drink, you need to upgrade to the premium beverage package, because we had the classic and that was drinks up to $10, I think. And I couldn't get anything. So like even a seltzer was like $11 and you had to pay an extra dollar. And that got old in like 2 seconds. And we, you know, me and Catherine talked about it. And we're like, no, we're just going to upgrade, because we knew we wanted to have wine at dinner and just not have to, mm-hmm. you know. So, and it was not that much to upgrade. It was $15 a person per day. So I would say do that for sure. That was worth it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good to know.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's our show for this week. Thanks for hanging out with us. Please like our Facebook page, rate us, and be sure to tell your friends about us. You can find our previous episodes on the podcast page of OutlanderTravel.com, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts, because we'd love to hear from you. So, on behalf of Sandy, Anna, and myself, Donna, thank you for joining us this week. Gotta fly.